Well, in fact,
earlier, Ajahn did say before, and I was wondering.
Which has been experienced.
But by way of what does it occur?
By way of Upanisaya. Pakatupanisaya. And when we talk about Aramana, it is Aramanupanisaya.
So when you said earlier that it includes everything, concepts, rupas, you mean which has been experienced?
Certainly. Because it, the Pajayupana is citta and cittasika.
Right.
But it's actually the experiencing that is accumulated rather than the rupa.
No one can keep it.
So when you, for example, say, oh, you know, why do we have this particular concept? Because it's been accumulated. Well, it's actually the sanya or the thinking in that way that is accumulated.
I'd like to ask about wrong view, please. Wrong view presents itself as right view. I mean, we haven't, because we think we know what's right and what's wrong. So how is it possible to spot wrong view in a day?
When you have chat room, no wrong view appearing by speech or lot?
I would say, just off the top of my head, that not particularly wrong view.
Even one says,
when I'm speaking even to
one,
my colleagues.
Yeah, even one says that I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I must do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's me who can do that.
Right. Could be conventional speech. I mean, one does.
It depends on the citta which conditions such speech at that moment.
Right. Yeah. Well, suppose someone is blaming us for something and we.
That is not wrong view. You are talking about wrong view,
right,
which takes reality for self, the Sakaya Didi, and other wrong views, which comes from Sakaya Didi.
What's the difference between I can do that and,
for example,
he's blaming me?
If I sit, then I can attain Nibbana.
I see.
I can make it.
Right.
What is the most serious kind of wrong view?
When you do not believe in karma.
Is it more serious than self-view?
Then you can do anything.
Sorry, because anything can do.
Yeah.
More serious than self-view. Because it can lead to anything.
Is that, excuse me for asking this, but is that mentioned in the sutta somewhere, or that this most serious?
The three didi, kiriya didi, natti didi, ahetuka didi. No cause, no result, no action, no deeds. It includes in karma.
And it's because of that view that people do very bad, wrong deeds, and because of that they are born in a place where they don't hear the Dhamma and so forth, and then it's very difficult.
You've said that self-view has to be eradicated for other kinds of wrong view can be eradicated. But we know that they're only, all wrong views are only eradicated together.
As long as there is still the self-view, there can be other wrong views.
Yes, right. But they're all eradicated at the same time. So
as soon as the self-view has eradicated,
then the others automatically eradicated.
No place, no room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it mean that actually self-view is sort of worn away first, so that at that point it's sort of put a maga, citta, or finally eradicated? Or it means that at that moment, because self-view is finally eradicated, the other wrong
views... How can there be wrong view anymore when there is the perfect right view about realities?
Apart from instances you mentioned about I can do this and...
I can make it by sitting and then I can attain Nibbana.
Right. What other instances would there be of wrong view in a day?
I think that when you listen to some kind of thinking, then
right,
you can understand that that is wrong view.
Yes. I mean, sometimes one finds oneself almost agreeing to something before you realize it's
so
wrong.
So Panya knows that it's not right view.
Yeah. There's lots of tendency to think wrong things. I mean, because of our training in the Dhamma, we tend to catch it before it sort of manifests and it gets very obvious. But I think the underlying
tendency is there. That's why when Panya develops, it can know what's right and what's wrong.
Right. And also, all the ideas we had in this lifetime before we heard the Dhamma, for example, and even after we heard the Dhamma, but before it sort of became part of our way of thinking, those views, I suppose, are still there as latent tendencies. So in another lifetime, they would manifest again.
As long as it's there.
Yeah. There's no way that those views, you know, that we had, and we know we had before hearing the Dhamma in this lifetime, there's no way that they can be supplanted by a more correct view that we've developed since hearing the Dhamma.
If someone has developed good understanding in a previous life, why do they need to hear the teachings again?
Never enough.
But it's like it has to be completely refreshed or something.
Until it's all kilesa gone.
Until kilesa eradicated. Like I'm thinking of the Bodhisattva Jyotipala who'd listened to many previous Buddhas.
Not enough. As long as there's still kilesa.
Just to change the subject, in Samatha there are some subjects, you know, like Marana Sati and Buddhano Sati and so forth that have the word Sati in there. Now that Sati in Marana Sati, for example, and the Sati in Satipatthana is the same word, but they refer to different things. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in the case of Marana Sati, it's recollection or contemplation of death. That is the sati in question, is that right?
Or thinking about death?
Or thinking about death.
With kusala citta.
With kusala citta. Right. Anapanasati, same thing?
Must be kusala citta.
Must be kusala citta. In the case of anapanasati, is it the way that one thinks about the breath that's important?
I think that when we talk about object or subject of meditation like Samatha or Satipatthana, it brings about the understanding of how there can be the subject of Samatha and Vipassana.
Right.
So we should understand citta, which is kusala,
yes,
which is not the dana and sila level.
Right.
So in the day. Can one know if there is no sati that at that moment citta is samatha, calm?
Mm.
Or one just try to know the subject and try to develop it?
Mm.
But in a day, whenever sati arises at level of sati sampajanya, it can understand the citta at that moment, whether it's kusala or akusala. And then one knows why and how that happened to be. Instead of trying to understand the subject, no development of samatha, or trying to develop it, that is still wrong, because if one does not know the danger of akusala, like lobha, and when one wants to be calm, can there be calmness?
No.
But on the other hand, there is a significance with regard to breath. Why that object rather than any other object?
Is it real?
Yes.
Can it bring about tranquility or calmness?
Supposedly.
By panya, which knows the danger of attachment. As long as one lives, one is attached all day. But as long as one knows that one lives by just breathing, without breathing, no life. It has to concern or to do with alopa, not lopa. Detachment, not attachment. Now, is there any breath appearing?
As a concept, as an idea.
Mostly not.
Hmm?
Mostly no breath appearing.
When Ajahn asked, I
answered. Are you sure?
As an idea, I mean, my attention was drawn to
I don't think that when it does not appear, no one can make it appear.
Mm-hmm. Even when she says, does it appear now? To me, there's still no breath appearing.
As an idea, like I said, it's something there.
Nowhere. Nowhere.
Just imagining.
No there.
Not even any warmth or softness or flow of air or whatever.
Yeah, an idea. Just the idea. Something that
just concept.
My attention is drawn there.
Just concept, like I do have it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't appear at all.
It's just an assumption, actually.
Yeah, just thinking.
Yeah.
Can that bring about samatha or calmness?
The assembly of bhikkhus that listened to the Anapanasati Sutta, were they all sotapannas?
Who knows?
The reason I ask is because it refers to the assembly as...
Excuse me, you asked about the assembly in Sankhayana, right? The first assembly?
No,
Anapanasati Sutta.
Only that?
Just Anapanasati Sutta.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the Anapanasati Sutta, it refers to the assembly of bhikkhus as being worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, you know, ahuneo, pahuneo. The same wording that in other contexts refers to Aryan disciples.
If there were lots of bhikkhu and Buddha preached about Anapa, do you think that they had experienced it or just listened?
Just listened.
Depending on who's there.
Who's there?
More than 1,000, more than 100.
Right.
Yeah, more than million.
Right. So in that case, you mean he is referring to the ones who are Aryans amongst all that large assembly?
I don't know what's there in the commentary about the Anapanasati. I didn't know that. How many are there, and did he say about those who had become enlightened? I had no idea.
Well, he said some of them were, because he said in
or
this
he just talk about those at any time, not only there.
I think he listed them. He said there are arahats, and then there are...
At Guru, or where?
No, in the commentary to the Anapanasati Sutta.
No, in the Sutta itself.
Oh, in the Sutta itself.
He said, there are present in this assembly monks who are arahants, monks who are...
Because you see that in Sutta, sometimes no mentioning about place, no mentioning about bhikkhu,
mm-hmm.
who were there at all.
Yeah.
So we don't know really who were there.
Yeah.
Did it say that all of them are arahants?
Absolutely not. He said some are arahata, some are anagami, some are sakadagami, some are sotapanna, and then he said some are developing the four frames of reference,
mm-hmm.
and then he said some are devoted to
three gems.
I don't remember that. I think he mentioned some are developing samatha based on metta and the Brahma Viharas and that sort of thing, and then he said some are devoted to in and out being. So I think by implication
anything can be object at different times.
Another question about the levels of enlightenment then, and whether an anagami attains a jhana, mundane jhana. Do you have any ever seen anything about
but
this?
You have come across arahata without jhana at all?
I'd have to think about that.
Sukha vipassaka?
Yeah, there is reference in Anguttara Nikaya. It says that, I think it's the sutta that Ananda speaks, and he says, whoever declares attainment of enlightenment does so in one of four ways.
Even in the Buddha's time, those who had attained enlightenment with jhana were less than those without jhana.
Mm.
Even arahata level.
Even arahata level, right.
Were less than without jhana.
Without jhana is less than with jhana.
Right.
Those who attained arahatship without jhana greater number than those who attain arahatship with jhana.
Mm-hmm.
Arahatship.
Or any level.
Because
arahata cannot attain jhana, why not the other level, like anagami and sotapanna?
The one problem is that a lot of modern Theravada writings are very skeptical about the commentaries, and this detail is all in the commentaries, not in the suttas itself. And one thing they refer to is how, when talking about anagamis and arahants, samadhi bala is always defined in terms of the four jhanas. So all the references to samadhi bala.
For those who can have it.
For those who can have it.
Another question that you might ask. Is samadhi defined in relation to the five hindrances?
Not necessary, because even Kamavajra Kusala with Panya can be aware of a Nivarana as its object.
But for someone who doesn't accept the commentaries, how can one...
Do they know? How can they get jhana?
Sorry, do they know?
They think they know.
So they just think.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, I think when they think in terms of Taradhinjana first, they're not really believing the Buddha. Because the Buddha talked about realities, right? They're not following the Buddha when they think that jhana has to be practiced first, but Buddha talks about realities now.
That's correct. Quite right. Yeah.
Can I refer back to Kun Abbott's question about whether the anagami should attain the jhana, everyone. If the anagami died before attaining the arahatship, he would be born in the realm, in Suttava, right? Is that not necessary? How come he can be born in the Brahman realm?
Who has less akusla, the one who just pressed? Or the one who has eradicated the attachment to the sensuous object, not just by suppressing.
Attaining with the jhana, they are both suppressing and the understanding of with calmness, right? So wouldn't that be called jhana as well?
Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Before death, there can be opportunity for that anagami. Even the attainment of Nibbana, it has to be at the same level of samadhi, at level of apana, but not by way of tranquil meditation. But the moment of attaining it is exactly like the moment of attaining jhana. So clear, no hindrance.
Is there anything intrinsically different in the cheetahs, or is it just because of the bhumi, the realm, that a basis needed in the sensuous realm but not in the arupa realm?
Because of the bhumi.
Just because of the bhumi.
Otherwise, how can that cheetah arise outside the body? Or where?
You mean in the human realm?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if one says that in an ultimate sense the bhumi is just a cheetah, Just for one moment, cheetah, 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 cheetah.
But in the five khandhas plane, can cheetah not need the support of rupa, or the rupa does not need the support of cheetah in the five khandhas plane?
There's something about it which sounds like it's a, when you talk about, or you're just saying when the five khandhas are rising, it needs that support. But when there are not five khandhas arising, when there's no rupa arising, then it doesn't need.
Because the rupa in the five khandhas need the citta to support it too.
Right.
Just going back to a point we were discussing earlier about wrong view. What's the connection between wrong view of self and things like jealousy and stinginess, both of which I think are eradicated?
Different moment, because jealousy cannot arise with lobha mulacitta.
Right.